Police and firefighter funerals are often accompanied by bagpipes, but they also play at celebrations. WRTI Susan Lewis considers the use of bagpipes in Maxwell Davies' orchestral work, An Orkney Wedding.
An Orkney Wedding conjures cold winds and warm festivities on a remote island off the north coast of Scotland. After a night of partying, wedding guests head home at sunrise, and a bagpiper is heard in the distance.
The melody reminds me very much of very old Scottish music from the Middle Ages.
Paramedic Mark O'Donnell is pipe major and music director of the Philadelphia Police and Fire Pipes and Drums. Although bagpipes date from ancient civilizations in Africa, Greece, and Rome, in the mid-1800s, immigrants from Scotland and Ireland brought pipes and their traditions to the U.S. The music became part of the life many found as police and firefighters.
This is our standard bagpipe, known as a Great Highland Bagpipe.
It's a bag with five stick-like protrusions, a blow stick for blowing air into the bag, three drones that produce a humming tone when the air is squeezed through them with one arm, and a chanter, like a recorder, with holes to play the melody.
You have to maintain the tone, so you've got to keep your pitch up. You got to keep the drone steady so that you hear that just humming, that background noise. You got to keep pressure up on the bag. You don't want to overblow, which will make the reeds sharp, or underblow, which will make them flat. So there's a lot going on, plus marching, making sure you're on the right step or foot.
But the sound, like none other.
It speaks to my soul. It's an otherworldly sound, something that's very powerful. It gets you deep.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.